Okay, so for today's Limud HaMishnah Berurah Yomi, we're learning Simon Resh Nun Aleph, and we're talking about doing work on Friday. And basically what the Shulchan Aruch tells us is that a person should refrain from doing Malacha late on Friday because he needs to have time available for preparations of Shabbos. And there's two opinions brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Are you supposed to refrain from doing Malacha already from Mincha Gedoyla, which is a half hour after Chatzos HaYom, which is quite early in the day? Or does this idea of refraining from doing Malacha on Friday only kick in by Mincha Ketana, which is 3.5 hours after Chatzos, which is 9.5 hours into the day, quite late in the day, where we say don't do any Malacha because you need time available for preparing for Shabbos? Now, the Shulchan Aruch has a very interesting idea over here. Now, first of all, in the Mishnah Berurah it says that even though we're saying that Malacha shouldn't be done late in the day on Friday, whether it's from Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Ketana, but there's a difference between Malacha per se and Pragmatia. If you're just doing business, which is not something that entails a arduous Malacha process, then it's mutter and you're allowed to continue doing business until even later in the day. Now, it says in Mishnah Berurah, you still need time to prepare for Shabbos and everything should be closed down at a certain point on Friday, maybe an hour before Shkia or whatever it is, to give ample time to prepare for Shabbos. But this restriction being mentioned over here in our halacha is primarily against malacha, things that are a process and that take time and are time-consuming, rather than pragmatia, which is a business-related decision, which is more snappy and spontaneous. Also, the other exception to the rule is when it comes to things that are being done litzayrich Shabbos. So if, let's say, a person needs to shop for Shabbos, then you have time to do so even later in the day, or if you're selling items that are needed for Shabbos, you're allowed to do that even later into the day because that's covered Shabbos to have that sale take place even close to Shabbos. So when it comes to things that are being bought or being sold, l'kavod Shabbos, there's an exception to the rule where it's able to be done later in the day. But when it comes to general malacha-related activities, you shouldn't be doing your work too late on Friday, lest you bump into Shabbos and you don't have ample, sufficient time to prepare for Shabbos. Now, I want to highlight one interesting point, and that has to do with what happens if a person decides to do malacha late in the day on Friday. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you do malacha late in the day on Friday when you're not really supposed to, einei roya simin bracha, you won't see blessing from your malacha. And the question is, what does this mean? What does it mean you won't see blessing from this malacha? So the Mishnah Berurah says what it means is as follows. Afal pi she'arviach b'makom zeh, even though you're going to make a profit, let's say, with this business activity that entails malacha this Friday, yafsid b'makom acher, you'll take a loss in a different place. In other words, you think that you're gaining, ostensibly, says the Mishnah Berurah, you'll have a loss in a different area and you're not going to gain. And it's not going to be a simin bracha from this malacha. So seemingly, according to the simple understanding of this Mishnah Berurah, there's basically no point and no objective for a Jewish person to be doing malacha too close to Shabbos, because even though you might think that you're gaining today on Friday, but it's going to be something that has a loss attached in a different place, and there's no revach, there's no gain. And the question that the Paiskim then pose is, what does this mean on a practical halacha? In other words, does this mean that literally I'm going to make $1,000 late Friday afternoon when I'm doing malacha too late and close to Shabbos, and I'll lose that very $1,000 next week or in 2 weeks from now, and then I'm not going to gain anything? So then if someone really believes in Chazal, then there's zero objective, there's zero point in doing malacha at this time because ain't there a bracha, you're not going to gain anything. This is a question. So what does it mean? Is there any point whatsoever in the work being done late in Friday? Does this mean literally that you're not going to gain anything? So some say that yes, it means that you're not going to gain anything in terms of your overall value and overall net worth, but it's like a free loan. You're going to have, you know, the $1,000 that you're going to gain on Erev Shabbos for a few weeks, and then eventually you'll take a loss. So like you're borrowing from Hashem that $1,000 for the time being, and that would be the only outcome of doing this melacha. That's what some say, that it's like literally $1,000 here, you'll eventually lose $1,000 in a few weeks from now or whenever it is. But at the end of the day, right now, you're getting $1,000, and for the time being, you have that $1,000. It's like a loan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you for the time being. But others say no. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns that this Mishneh Berurah isn't literal. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to gain anything. It could be you will make a little bit of profit. You will make a little bit of money. And what the Mishneh Berurah means when he says, Afa pishi arviach makom zeh yafs makom acher, it means that even though you think and you perceive when you do this malacha that you're going to have a significant income and profit, and you're going to think, let's say, you can move up in a certain bracket in the financial sphere, that's not the case. And you're going to take a loss, b'makom acher, which would mitigate the gain and the profit from your malachas. So it doesn't mean $1,000 versus $1,000. You might make a little bit of money, but it's not going to be as significant as you perceive. So that's the other understanding of this halacha, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down, that when we say over here, afal pi sheyarviach makom zeh yafsa makom acher, and ein eroyas in ebracha, it doesn't mean literally, dollar for dollar, you're not going to gain anything. It just means that what you think you're gaining is not accurate. And really, there's going to be somewhat of a mitigating loss that's going to upend the profit that you think that you earned.